Hello guys, this is your girl Pressing Forward. I'm a messenger of God and a carrier of His word. And before I get started, I do not own copyrights to the instrumental that is played in the background. And this is also Transparency Channel, because you never know who is going or growing through the same thing as you, where I will be sharing some of my experiences as led by the Holy Spirit. Hi guys, this is an amazing day, guys. I don't know what time it is, where you at, or if it's day or night, but just know that sometimes we need to just take a breather and woosah, relax. Like, truly relax. I feel like in the world today, we're always in a rush. To me, it's like, I just remember when I was a kid, it seemed like church was a little longer. The days were a little longer. It just, back then, everybody took their time. But now, with this technology and, you know, time is different, everybody's in a rush. My topic for today is called Wait, Don't Rush, Trust God in the Process. So yeah, like, this world's like, everybody's always in a rush. They're in a rush to get married. They're in a rush to be in a relationship with someone. They're in a rush to get their start their own business. They're in a rush to cook. People just be in a rush. And when you're in a rush to cook, you end up not cooking the food thoroughly. Something's wrong. Either the meat is not cooked all the way, or you still taste the dough and the cake, or you rush into a relationship with someone and you find out all these bad things that you never seen at first when you met the person, but you didn't take your time to get to know that individual. We just rush. I remember a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, I had seen a post from someone where they rushed to go into a different city, start something totally different, and to come there and everything just was not the right time, and they had to go back from where they came and start back all over again, start from scratch. And then maybe a couple years after that, or maybe a year after that, it was time and they prevailed. And a lot of times that's what we do. I remember on my way to choir rehearsal a couple years ago, I was running late. And you ever heard that saying, it's better late than never? Right. So I was on my way to choir rehearsal and I was running late, and I decided to take a shortcut. Right. I decided to take a shortcut instead of just, you know, going ahead and being late. So I redirected my GPS, and in that process, my GPS messed up. So I had to redirect my GPS again, reset it, and it brought me back to the same street that I was at first. And so I just went on and went straight on out and was a little and thought I was going to be late, but when I got there, I was on time still. So sometimes, you know, they say better late than never, because you know what? Never know what could happen. Sometimes people be in a rush to get somewhere. And they have car wrecks. You just never know if you was being protected. Or like my situation, I was rushing for nothing. Everybody was there on time. Everybody was there. And then, you know, I'm currently going through a process now where I have to start back over because I try to rush and do things. So I just wanted to encourage you guys that no matter where you are in life, just take your time. Just relax. You know, God is in control. Pay attention to what he's trying to show you. You know, and just take your time on whatever it is, whether it's a business or what, you know, whatever vision God gave you. Because that was my thing. I was trying to rush. I was just trying to do everything. I just wanted to be used by God in each and every way. And I should have been just sitting there and just learning, just soaking stuff in, you know. And I'm starting back over, and I'm proud to say that I'm okay with that. I'm okay with starting back over. I had to learn. You know, the Bible says that the race is not for the swift, but for those who endure. And I was trying to be swift. I mean, wasn't trying intentionally. Didn't even really look at that. I just was trying to just get wherever God was trying to take me. But you can move ahead of him. So I just want to say, you know, just take your time. Whatever it is, just relax. Let's take a deep breath. Even if you're running late, you never know. You might need it to be late. Just don't hurt yourself. Don't mess yourself up trying to rush. Now, I have a scripture, Romans 8:25. It says, but if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Perseverance is like endurance. Like, no matter what obstacles or whatever's in your way, you're going to keep thriving until you get that yes from God. I remember when I first got saved and I felt so bored. I was at work and I felt so bored because I just wanted God to use me. That's when it began. I wanted God to use me so bad. I wanted to do something for him. I was anxious. And you know, the Bible says, do not be anxious, but pray about everything. And I was so anxious. And he said, while you're waiting, keep on living. Like, whatever it is, whatever process you got to go through, grow through it. Go through it and grow through it and live your life until, hey, the time is here. It's time. It's just like a baby. If a baby was rushed, it'd be premature or it'd be a miscarriage. But a baby takes 9 months to develop. It takes 9 months to develop. It's a process. And even when the 9 month come, it takes a while for the baby to come out. So, you know, trust God in the process. Trust and wait on his timing. Don't rush. You know, I don't care if you're on your way to work. Don't rush. You know, you're going to get there. So it says we eagerly. You know, we eagerly wait. That means with anticipation, we're waiting. We're expecting. Wait means to stay in place in expectation of, to delay, to look forward expectantly, to hold back expectantly with expectation. You can be eagerly waiting or you can be eagerly moving too fast. And eagerly means marked by enthusiastic or impatient desire or interest. But you want to be eager the right way. You want to be eagerly awaiting with anticipation and expectation. So I just wanted to encourage you guys that whatever it is, if you're waiting to move, if you're waiting on that house, if you're waiting, just wait, just trust God. He knows what's best. Learn something, grow. Don't jump ahead of yourself, or especially don't jump ahead of him, because he will turn you back around and start you back at square one. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you that you are God and you are God all by yourself. That you are the creator of the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. God, you created each and every one of us. And you created us fearfully and wonderfully made in your image, God. But one thing, God, that you have more than us is patience. Lord, help us to develop that patience in our time of waiting on your yes, or waiting on your answer, God, for us, or waiting on what you have that's best for us. Give us that patience. Give us that strength. Give us that perseverance, Lord. Thank you, God, that you are in control. That to you, everything is right on time. Even though to us it may feel like a million years. But I thank you, God, that like they say, you may not be there when we want you, but you're always on time, God. Your plans always outweigh the plans of man. Your word says, God, many are the plans of a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. It is your purpose. It is your plans. It is your plans that prevail, God. Forgive us, God, when we try to rush and do things on our own and we mess up. But we thank you that your mercy endures forever, that your mercy is new every morning, that you love your children with an everlasting love. You love us. And we thank you, God, for loving us. You loved us so much that you gave us your son so that we can be forgiven and reconciled to you and have a new life. And Lord, I thank you. And so I close this prayer out in your son's name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And for those who want to know this scripture, Proverbs 16:9 says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes steps. God is good. Be blessed.